listening to the FQXI podcast.
First up, does the universe have a pre-written destiny? An unorthodox take on quantum mechanics suggests that to unravel some of its paradoxes, we may have to accept that the future can influence the past, and that fate reaches back in the lab and shapes the outcome of quantum experiments. Zia met with one of the proponents of time-symmetric quantum physics, Jeff Tollickson, at Chapman University in Orange County. He began by explaining why on Earth we should even begin to entertain the idea that time flows backwards.
So this starts really from a question that Einstein posed. You know, even though Einstein was one of the fathers of quantum theory, the most successful theory in our history, he was not very happy with it. Like, you know, sometimes parents are not very happy with their children. He was never very happy with it. And the main reason he was unhappy was because the main change that quantum mechanics brought about from the old classical physics, the Newtonian physics, was that it introduced something called indeterminacy at a fundamental level. And what that meant is that, in some sense, suppose you flip a coin, right? If you flip a coin or you roll a dice, in terms of classical physics, if you understood everything about it, like the exact angle that the dice was sitting in your hands and just the exact velocity of your hand and the way the air interacted with it, you could actually predict with certainty whether it would land as a six or a one or whatever. But quantum mechanics said that nowhere in nature is it known. Nature does not know when it rolls the dice what will be the outcome. It could be anything. And so Einstein used this famous phrase. He said, "I don't believe God plays dice. There must be something wrong with the theory. There must be something else that we just haven't postulated yet as a theory that is there, which will tell us what the real outcome will be to when you roll a dice." But so far, after 100 years of testing the theory, it looks like Einstein was wrong. It looks like, really, you know, God is playing dice.
So what conclusion have you come to in terms of physics today?
Well, we found a solution, and it is extremely fascinating. So that idea is the notion that in order to understand the present moment, you have to consider not only the past, which is what we were always taught, but you also have to consider the future.
But isn't it a little bit strange because you're sort of saying that you can predict what will happen now by sort of assuming that what will happen in the future has happened? It seems a bit circular.
Well, actually, you can't predict what will happen. There really is a playing of dice. I've been working with a great physicist by the name of Yakir Aharonov for my whole career. And he had a completely different perspective on this. He asked the question, why does God play dice? And he found an amazing and beautiful answer. He was able to prove that if you want to have a universe in which you have a situation where the future can actually be relevant to the present, yet preserve cause-effect relations, you know, have causality, have a situation where even though the future is relevant to the present, you can't actually find out about it in advance. You can't, you know, I can't tell you what the stock market's going to do tomorrow by reading this information. The only way you could have such an extraordinary combination of seemingly opposite principles was if you were playing dice. So that's the reason.
So this is something that you can test in the lab?
You can, and it has been tested. We believe that there's a signature, there is a record. The future can be relevant to the present, incredibly. And only if you do a new kind of measurement, a new way of looking at the world. And that's these measurements we call weak measurements, or very gentle measurements. And if you do those, then amazingly, you see, in a sense, the imprint of the future on the present. But even more amazingly, it's done in a way that it doesn't violate causality.
Does that mean that that in some sense the future is set, that the universe has a destiny?
Well, that would not be something that I can say with certainty from what we know about physics. But it's a possibility. That's a way of a very suggestive alternative that this whole new perspective suggests. That in a sense, you could say that there may be a kind of destiny. But again, this has not been confirmed experimentally, but it's a quite elegant new theory, new way of thinking about the universe.
That was Zia chatting with Jeff Tollickson. So Zia, the idea is that tests in the lab have shown that actions you carry out later can affect what happened earlier?
Yes, that's right. So there are these very specific tests using these so-called weak measurements with lasers that are carried out in three steps. Turns out that the choices you make in the third step affect results that are measured at an earlier time in the second step. For more details about those time-twisting experiments, visit the FQXI website. There you'll find an article by Julie Raymeyer about Jeff Tollickson's work with cosmologist Paul Davis. Together, they hope to find more evidence for time-symmetric quantum mechanics, but this time looking at the cosmic microwave background. That's the relic radiation of the Big Bang.
You can read that at www.fqxi.org/community. We should add that those laser experiments provide solid results, but it's open to debate whether or not to interpret them as showing that the future influences the past. As so much with quantum mechanics, it's all about interpretation.